were an actor in Poland, and then you came to Canada without really much knowledge of English. You were a director, a theater director, an actor in Canada. You have been doing so many things. How did this happen in such a short period of time?
Of course, that was my dream. I came here just to study, that's it. And that was my plan. And I didn't think about what I will do after the York University, the Center for Film and Theater. And I've got MFA, Master of Fine Arts from York. Yeah, that's true. I came here to Canada and really with almost zero English knowledge. And that was the challenge. I was going to school like everyone who came here to Canada. That was ESL, English as a Second Language. And then after 10 months, that was my idea, just to go to York University to study ULE. That's York University English Language Institute. And suddenly I realized that there exists something like lingo, a special language for each profession. And in a theater, you know, in a film, you have some special lingo to talk to the actors. And that was the next challenge, because the first 3 months when I was at that department, I realized that really 40% of that what they talk, I don't understand at all. That was something that I had really to learn, to ask my colleagues, you know, my classmates, what it means.
You graduated from that department, which gave you a degree to become master's degree to become a theater director, and that's what you started doing. So can you just talk a little bit about all these next steps in your career?
I have many friends, you know, in Poland, directors, producers. After the York University, after I graduated, suddenly it was like a hole, you know. I didn't know what to do, really, to go back to Poland with that directing diploma or stay here and try doing something here. And then I was just consulting my friends, and they told me, you know what, it will be good to stay in Canada, to get new knowledge, experience, to work a little bit, and then you can come back to Poland. And then when you come to Poland, you will be some experienced director. Otherwise, you will be just a student, you know, after just although you are 50 years old. Mm-hmm. Then that was a good idea, really. And then I came with the idea just to found theater, Atlas Stage Productions Canada, here in theater, just to cooperate, to build some bridges between, at the beginning, Polish and Canadian culture, to make exchanges, the actors, theater, culture.
So Atlas Productions was really created by you as a way of bringing those two cultures together.
And find out if that's possible, really, that some new third idea will come with this mixture, you know, like, mm-hmm. That's why the first production of Atlas Stage Productions Canada was Canadian play, G.F. Walker's play, a theater of the film noir, where was an actor with Polish background, but educated here in Canada. There was some actress who was born in Poland, but they came when she was with a family when she was 5 years old, probably, and educated in Canada. And she finished in New York acting school, and then two Canadians. And Errol Novak from Austria,
right.
Which means that was a mixture. That was the idea, the first idea. If it is possible to mix the actors from different backgrounds and different countries, that was experiment-like a little bit. And
now then the experiment worked, right?
Yes, it worked. It worked really perfectly. You know, they found the same level, like, and then they enjoyed it, really. They were very, very concentrated what they do, how they talk, and exchange, really, the experiences. Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. amazing. And after that, we have played, I don't remember now, probably 15 times in Canada, mm-hmm. that play, and that was the idea to go to Europe to make a tour. Mm-hmm. And we've spent 26 days in Europe presenting that show in different cities in Poland and then 5 times in Vienna.
Let's just fast forward a little bit to where we're now and talk about a very interesting relationship. You really became an exporter of mm-hmm. plays by very famous Canadian playwright Norm Foster. How did this happen?
Sometimes when we really encourage ourselves to open some doors, you can see different possibilities. That's why we should try to dream And we should take a risk sometimes to ask somebody if that's possible. So I was really surprised what the Canadian playwrights, what they do. I was really positively surprised. Because in Europe, in Poland before, although I was so many years an actor, and I was at the theaters, the Canadian theater, Canadian playwrights were absolutely not known in Europe. And when I was going to Poland asking producers, artistic directors, actors, if they know Canadian authors, 100% answer was never heard about that. Of course, US, yes, not Canadian. Then I asked them, can you take a risk when I will translate some two, three things? Can you take a risk just to read it and to see if that's the potential? They told me, yes, of course, why not? I read, I don't know how many, that was over 400 different Canadian plays. Accidentally, I read two or three plays of Norm Foster. And although there were comedies, there always was something beneath some substantial topics, not only flat comedy, shallow comedy, you know, or farce. That was something really interesting. Really, that was the intuition too. I thought, okay, maybe I try to translate it. And I sent it to Poland, and suddenly they told me, Mirek, you know what? That's really something good.
So how many have you translated and how many have you staged so far in Poland?
You know, I have translated already, not only Norm Foster, to be honest, but Norm Foster is really that main Canadian author I translated. And I have exclusive rights. That's why I'm so happy too with Norm Foster now. But I have done already 26 pieces of him. 12 of them were produced in Poland, and 4 of them were produced by myself as a director. I have directed them, four pieces in Poland.
And these are in major theaters with theaters incredibly well-known actors, right?
Yes,
well-known
with the
actors.
Stars.
With the
film,
stars.
TV and theater.
You're bringing that play that you translated into Polish with Polish actors to Canada very soon,
yes.
In the fall,
yes.
Right?
Yes. That will be the bedtime stories.
So this is exactly the same production that was shown in Poland with the same cast.
Yes, the same cast. That was the opening night, was September 2015.
And this is going to be in Polish, but are you thinking of having English subtitles in English?
Yes, that's the idea, that we don't want to limit the audience. The idea to exchange the culture, to exchange actors or to exchange productions. That's the one thing of that plan. The second one is to mix the audience. That helps really the Canadians to see how Polish actors and Polish theater is coping with a Canadian piece. And Norm Foster is really prolific Canadian author, and the people like him really. Mm-hmm. And I think that will be very interesting experience too for both, you know, sides. I mean, for Polish audience and for the Canadians too.
Do you see yourself more as a Pole who does things in Canada, or as a Canadian, I don't know, Polish Canadian doing things mostly in Poland? Where do you really see yourself now?
That's an interesting question, really. I'm not, you know, that's something strange. What happened with me? What I have realized when I fly to Poland and I do some stuff, some directing, you know, work. People take me like Pole, but still they are interested. How did the Canadian are working? What is the methodology? And really, there is something different in working with the actors, Europeans, not only Poles, but Europeans too, and Canadians. The goal is the same, you know, which means we have to get some interesting piece that the story should be told. But to get it, in Canada, we need a little bit less time. And they have a lingo, you know, very, very simple lingo that you can really very, very fast get some part or some communication with the actors. In Europe, it is not like that. They spend more time at the table. That's why sometimes as a director in Poland, I feel I'm educated in Canada and with that American method. And then I feel like I'm Pole who is using the Canadian methodology. I'm Pole, but from Canada. When I work here with Canadians, because I've done already 13 different pieces with Canadians too, and Polish play too in English, Then they take me like, okay, he finished here in Canada directing, but he's still somebody who can give us interesting stuff and methodology, acting methodology, as a Pole. Mm-hmm. That is a great thing because, you know, we have to know that that in Poland we have academies. They educate that you know, the actors are educated at academies. Here is a university system. Here's a little bit more workshops than, you know, really
theory
or practice. More workshops, which means different, I don't know, for example, speeches or different topics, different subjects. They are sometimes 3-4 months. But in Poland, in academies, acting academies, you have 3 years sometimes, you know, spent to get really some subjects. That's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's different.
So where do you feel more at home? In the sense of where do you feel it's better, easier for you, or maybe more fun, or maybe more satisfying to work here or there?
Both.
Both.
Because when I'm in Poland, really, I have so big satisfaction that everything works, and they really are so interested to get that methodology from the Canadian theater.
Yeah.
And when I'm here, many, many actors are interested. Mirek, tell us how it works, really, Stanislavski method. Because Polish theater is considered here in Canada, I have heard many times about that, that is one of the best theaters in the world.
What are the other ones?
English, French, and Polish. Not so much Russian, because, you know, Russia, Stanislavski came from Russia, that was many, many years ago, but they still, like, they be a little bit old-fashioned at the classical theater.
What are your plans? You seem to be really happy with what you have achieved.
Yes, I am. That's true. I didn't know that you know, that can happen. That, you know, I play a little bit at the film in Canada because I'm in ACTRA. This translation, really, that's time-consuming because it's not so easy. I'm not going so easy way that, you know, one-to-one translation. I try really to find some equivalents in Polish.
Plans, just very briefly, what are your plans for the
You know
future?
What, now I have to go to Poland because there is my next directing in Poland, and opening night will be 10th of September in Częstochowa at Mickiewicz Theatre. Then I've got next proposal from Poland, from Warsaw, probably will start in December. Of course, I'd like to bring some Polish theatre to Canada. And the next area is Germany. I've done Norm Foster play in October in Austria at Kleines Theater in Salzburg with Austrian actors. And one actress was from Berlin. And that was the start, like the first vehicle to get German-speaking area. And then I have a group of translators, but I have to review everything in the German very well. That's the next step, to get the German speaking area. We'll start probably in Berlin, and I would like to start my own production maybe next year in Poland. I never think about career. I never think about, is it good direction or not? Do I have a plan B or not? And I'm just doing my stuff. I do what I really love. That's my life, part of my life. That's it.